Picture a Ukrainian drone launched from somewhere inside a country that has been fighting for its survival for more than 4 years, flying 1,500 kilometers through Russian airspace and hitting a refinery. That is not a metaphor. That happened this weekend. Welcome to the Intelligix Daily Briefing for Tuesday, August 11th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That drone strike is genuinely one of the more operationally stunning moments of this entire war. And we're going to dig into what it means, not just militarily, but in terms of the broader pressure campaign Washington is running against Iran while simultaneously watching Russia bleed. Two theaters. One overstretched foreign policy apparatus.
We have an enormous amount of ground to cover today, so let me walk you through the shape of the episode. On the geopolitical front, we have Ukraine's long-range drone campaign hitting a Russian refinery and Wildberries warehouses simultaneously, Trump's pivot to pure economic pressure on Iran with National Security Advisor Waltz, essentially confirming Tehran fears frozen assets more than bombs, and Raytheon and Lockheed Martin's very uncomfortable admission that their real fear about licensing Patriot missile production to Ukraine is market competition. Armenia and Azerbaijan have jointly nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, which is either a remarkable diplomatic signal or the most confusing geopolitical story of the year.
On the domestic politics side, 25 states have sued the Trump administration over new forced labor tariffs. Trump shared a misleading inflation chart that freezes his own data midterm. Prediction markets show the GOP Senate edge narrowing ahead of November midterms, and the McConnell transparency crisis is deepening as his chief of staff maintains total silence. We also have the Green Carlson Massey third-party movement, an undercover Homeland Security agent found outside Ilhan Omar's town hall, and the growing Never Vance faction with Marco Rubio leading 2028 GOP polling.
In the AI and tech space, today is genuinely dense. Zuckerberg published a 6,500-word essay rejecting AI doom predictions and calling for OpenAI development while simultaneously launching new models. OpenAI is rolling out unlimited free text chats, but their head of ethics just quit after less than a year, and the White House is publicly clashing with OpenAI's new policy hire. Meanwhile, the former OpenAI robotics lead just joined Anthropic. Anthropic signed a $9.1 billion data center lease with Riot Platforms. And Gartner says AI inference spending has overtaken model training for the first time in 2026.
For business and markets, Microsoft shares surged after Azure posted 43% growth and revealed a $678 billion cloud backlog. SpaceX and Tesla announced a $16.8 billion chip factory in Texas. Michael Burry is shorting Nebius and refreshing Palantir puts. The Japanese yen erased half of Japan's $88 billion intervention gains as the dollar-yen rate topped 158. Palmer Luckey's Erebor Bank is nearing a $1.5 billion raise. And Sergey Brin has now spent over $100 million fighting California's proposed wealth tax.
On science and climate, the Webb Telescope released stunning new infrared images of the Lion Nebula that Hubble simply couldn't capture in 2000. Ocean surface temperatures hit their highest July reading ever recorded at 20.96 degrees Celsius. A joint NOAA report confirmed greenhouse gases and sea levels both hit records in 2025, and then NOAA quietly announced its ending support for the Arctic Report Card, the 20-year flagship climate monitoring program, without explanation. China's Long March 7A rocket exploded after liftoff, and nearly 100 large wildfires are burning across the western United States as thousands evacuate.
We'll also get into the FDA approving a herpes-based melanoma drug called Tudrakev after two previous rejections, brain science showing that dogs literally process human smiles as rewards in specialized neural networks, a Colorado school deploying drones that can physically ram active shooters at 60 miles per hour, Flock Safety's pitch to turn 350,000 rideshare cars into license plate scanners, and a Maine lifeguard who was dragged underwater by a great white shark and swam back to shore uninjured. We have a lot of ground to cover. Let's get into it.